far at the edge of the glittering southern ice fields, where the snow sparkles like a blanket of diamonds and the icy wind sings lullabies to the stars, lived a cheerful little penguin named Penny. She had soft black feathers, a bright orange beak, and a heart full of adventure. Every morning, Penny would waddle out of her cozy igloo and slide down the slopes near her home, marking zigzag paths in the snow with squeals of delight. But one morning, something strange happened. As Penny reached the edge of the Whitecap Ridge and looked up to greet the sky as she always did, she saw something unusual. High above, frozen in midair, hung a rainbow, completely still. It shimmered with icy colors that didn't melt or shift in the wind. "That's not right," Penny muttered. "Rainbows are supposed to shine and dance after storms." Curious and concerned, Penny decided she had to investigate, and so the greatest journey of her life began. Slipping on her sparkly snow boots and grabbing her trusty compass, she slid across the ice in the direction of the frozen rainbow. Along the way, she passed sleepy walruses, curious seals, and flocks of puffins, all staring up at the sky with puzzled expressions. After climbing across Crinkle Crest Glacier and hopping over chatter-cracking ice patches, Penny found herself in a strange part of the frozen lands where the snow whispered with magic. The air grew still, and curious snowflakes spun upwards instead of falling down. That's when she saw a shimmer from behind a curtain of icy mist. As she waddled closer, a gentle voice called out, "Do not be afraid, little one." Penny froze in place. Then out from the mist floated a beautiful figure, glowing softly with a rainbow light. She was no taller than Penny, with wings made of crystal snowflakes and a smile that warmed even the coldest wind. "I am Aurora the Ice Sprite," she said kindly. "You've come because of the frozen rainbow, haven't you?" Penny nodded. "I don't understand it. Rainbows don't stay frozen in place like that. They're supposed to be alive." Aurora's glow dimmed just a touch. "The rainbow is frozen because something has disrupted the harmony of the sky. Each color represents a feeling: joy, courage, kindness, honesty, hope, and wonder. When creatures forget these feelings, the rainbow loses its power. One by one, its colors freeze." Penny was quiet for a moment. "But how can I help?" Aurora smiled. "Only someone pure of heart can set the feelings free again. You, dear penguin, must journey to each land, representing a color and rekindle its light." And so began Penny's quest to unfreeze the colors of the rainbow. Her first stop was the Valley of Joy, where the color yellow had dimmed. The valley was once full of sliding games and giggles, but now it was silent and still. No laughter echoed from its frosty hills. Penny spotted a group of young Arctic foxes huddled sadly. "Why so down?" she asked. "We forgot how to play," said one of them, sighing. "Everything is just quiet now." Penny perked up. "Well, then I'll remind you." She leaped into the snow and rolled into a fluffy ball, bouncing and spinning down a hill. The foxes giggled, then cheered, and soon they were all sliding, leaping, and tumbling together. Glorious golden light burst into the sky. Yellow had returned. Next was the Peaks of Courage, home to the red light. Penny climbed high where blizzards howled and winds challenged her every step. There she found a young caribou staring across a deep ice crevasse, tears pooling in her eyes. "What's wrong?" asked Penny. "I'm too scared to cross and join my family on the other side," the caribou sniffled. Penny took her wing. "Courage isn't about not being scared. It's about moving forward even when you are." Together they slowly crossed, one careful step at a time. When they reached the other side, a burst of warm red light painted the ice cliffs. The color of courage was free. In the kindest cavern beneath the snow, which once sparkled in soft green hues, shadows had fallen. Troll-like snowbugs grumbled and pushed past each other, ignoring those who tripped or dropped their things. Penny approached gently. "Why has nobody been helping each other?" she asked a quiet snowbug. "Because no one else does. So why should I?" it mumbled. Penny picked up a snow pebble that had fallen and handed it back gently. Kindness begins with one small act. She then helped a bug carry its parcels, offered a warm smile, and thanked another for opening a frozen door. Slowly others joined in, sharing, thanking, smiling. As the cavern buzzed with friendliness, a green light spiraled upward, returning the rainbow's kindness. The next stop was the Mirror Lake of Honesty, which reflected not just faces, but feelings. Here the blue had vanished, and the lake was murky. Penny stared into it and saw only clouds. A puffin flew beside her. I told my friend I liked her song, but I didn't. Now I feel bad, and I don't know what to say, Penny thought. Telling the truth with kindness can heal hearts. It's okay to be honest. The puffin found her friend and gently explained how she really felt, but also encouraged her to keep singing and trying. The murkiness faded in a sudden swirl. Pure blue light blossomed from the lake as the color of honesty returned. In the fields of fading orange, hope was missing. Creatures sat staring at the dull skies, believing the rainbow would never glow again. Penny stepped in and shared the stories of the other colors she had helped revive. Each time it seemed impossible, but we did it. There is always a little hope, even in the coldest night. Her words spread from ear to ear, and tiny candles of belief lit in every heart. Orange rays shimmered over the field, dissolving the gloom. Only one color remained, violet, the color of wonder. Penny marched toward the glittering spire, the tallest peak in the land, where nothing had glowed for a long time. At the top, she sat alone beneath the frozen sky, unsure what to do. Aurora appeared beside her. Sometimes to restore wonder, you simply need to see, with open eyes and an open heart. Penny gazed outward. She saw valleys glittering with joy, peaks blazing with courage, caves glowing with kindness, lakes reflecting truth, and fields flickering with hope. And then she looked up. A violet sparkle twinkled in the stars, spreading across the sky. Wonder had returned. The final light zipped into place, the rainbow above unfrosted, shining brighter than even before. It arched gloriously across the heavens, pulsing with life again. Aurora turned to Penny. You've done it. Your heart kept the rainbow's magic safe. Penny's eyes sparkled. But it wasn't just me. It was everyone. Every creature who chose joy, courage, kindness, honesty, hope, and wonder again. Aurora beamed. With a gentle kiss of frost to Penny's forehead, she whispered, "Thank you, brave penguin," and disappeared into the sky. Penny stood alone on the snow-capped peak, watching the rainbow shimmer and dance. Peace settled over the lands, and in that moment, Penny felt a warm glow inside. She waddled home as the stars twinkled, knowing that whenever the colors of the world grew dim again, kindness, courage, and a little penguin heart would bring them back to life. And so beneath the glowing ribbon of sky, the ice fields dreamed once more.